as part of our series of podcasts this weekend, catching up on things. Dave Mahan, the Newbridge coach, joins me to talk about Division 2B briefly. Arklow and Railway Union topped the pile in that division with 2 wins from 2, each having 1 bonus point as well. North Kildare on 5 points are in third. Eton Derry, a lot of people's tip to really challenge in this title. Well, they started with what would be, for their standards, a disappointing draw with local rivals, a tie, although a tie bounced back well in that game. Guinness have just 1 game played so far and didn't spark in that first game, lost away to Arklow. Arklow have a break this weekend. Railway Unions play Swords and would be expected to win comfortably. Swords seem to like they're going to struggle in this division. Let me start by saying, Arklow returning to their glory days? Is there a spark about them? They have a tough challenge to get promoted out of this one because Railway Union are one of the E-form teams in the province.
Well, Railway seems to be of the teams that are in the lower divisions, Railway seem to be the one that's making all the noise. They grabbed a lot of attention on the domestic section, Leinster branch website. Seem to have done a lot of recruitment. By all accounts, they have a very tidy back three.
Swords, yeah, this week. They should win in Swords comfortably enough, shouldn't they?
The management team in Swords has stood down from the end of last season, and Johnny Bracken is gone. He's actually brother Kieran Bracken. He was the coach there last year. He stood down, and I suppose in lower divisions, you know, to get a bit of stability and to get a bit of progress, you need management teams to stay in place. And from 1 year to the next, if a guy stands down, unless you're lucky enough that you replace him with as good or a better coach, things can get tricky. And it would appear that way for Swords at the moment, you know.
A tie and Guinness, like, there are two sides. I don't know if Guinness are going to be able to push for promotion this year, but we'll have to wait and see. This is a big game for both those teams, and it's kind of a must win because neither side have a win on the board yet.
Yeah, and Guinness, I think Guinness came up from Division 3 last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I know they played Cumann in a Spencer Cup match and gave Cumann a torrid afternoon. I think Guinness will find their feet at some stage, but away to a tie, that's tricky now. You know, I know a tie aren't really firing at the moment, but I think maybe Guinness might go down there. I think if Guinness can get a result there, you might find Guinness could turn over a couple of teams in this division. You know,
North Kildare were frustrated last week in losing 22-10 to Railway Union. There was 4 yellow cards in that game. I believe they were on the wrong end of 3 of them, so they were a bit frustrated with that, as you'd imagine. But it's just, where are North Kildare? Relegated last year, great heavy victory over Swords in round one. Not a bad performance away to Railway Union, and they might even go into this as favourites against Eton Derry.
Like, North Kildare shouldn't be in that division. You know, like, North Kildare frustrate me as a, you know, from the outside looking at North Kildare, they're sandwiched between Kilcock and Maynooth.
Hmm.
Maynooth being a huge town. Kilcock is not exactly small. They have a huge catchment area. Now, they could argue, oh, you know, we've Barnhall on our doorstep. I don't buy that. I mean, look, I'm involved in Newbridge. You walk out the front gate of Newbridge and 3 miles one way is Kildare and 4 miles the other way is Naas. So, you know, that doesn't wash. The North Kildare should be, the tradition that they have, going back to the 70s and 80s, they were a huge club. And they shouldn't be down there. Like, they should be. They're a yo-yo team. They're up and down. So, like, I'd hope at some stage that they're eventually, you know, the penny's going to drop, and guys in North Kildare are going to start getting results. Because, you know, I think North Midlands rugby needs a strong North Kildare. And I hope at some stage they start to realise their potential. I'd fancy them to beat Eton Derry this weekend. Eton Derry haven't started particularly well. They haven't set the world on fire with the result in round 2, and they were obviously free in round 1. But I hope North Kildare get that result that weekend kickstart their campaign. You know,
just to conclude, this is a strange type of division because no one settles in it. You talk about Division 2A, where maybe teams might just be looking at a 2-year plan to get promoted to 1B, but in this division, it's get out and get out of it as quickly as possible, and that makes it all the more interesting, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I haven't been involved with Newbridge in 04 or 405 when we won Division 3. You need to get out. They're difficult to get out of, the lower mm-hmm. divisions, but I suppose when you get out of them, there's an opportunity to generate a bit of momentum, and it can kickstart maybe a I mean, we came up three times or whatever. And you know, there's you can generate a bit of momentum, and you can just, it'll be a springboard to possibly bigger things over the next couple of years, you know.